Chapter 17. Obedience to the command of Allah is an obligatory duty. Allah the Exalted says, "But know, by your Rabb, they can have no faith until they make you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, judge in all disputes between them, and find in themselves no resistance against your decisions, and accept them with full submission." 4:65. The only saying of the faithful believers when they are called to Allah, His words, the Quran, and His Messenger, peace be upon him, to judge between them, is that they say, "We hear and we obey," and such are the successful who will live forever in Jannah. 24:51. 168. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "When it was revealed to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is on the earth, and whether you disclose what is in your own selves or conceal it, Allah will call you to account for it." The companions of Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, felt it hard and severe, and they came to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and sat down on their knees and said, "O Messenger of Allah, we were assigned some duties which were within our power to perform, such as salat, prayer, psalm, fasting, jihad, striving in the cause of Allah, sadaqah, charity. Then this, the above mentioned verse, was revealed to you, and it is beyond our power to live up to it." The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "Do you want to say what the people of two books, Jews and Christians, said before you? We hear and disobey? You should rather say, 'We hear and we obey. We seek forgiveness, our Rabb, and unto you is the return.'" And they said, "We hear and we obey. We seek your forgiveness, our Rabb, and unto you is the return." When the people recited it, and it smoothly flowed on their tongues, then Allah revealed immediately afterwards, "The Messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, believes in what has been sent down to him from his Rabb, and so do the believers. Each one believes in Allah, His angels, His books, and His messengers. They say, 'We make no distinction between one another of His messengers.' And they say, 'We hear and we obey. We seek your forgiveness, our Rabb, and to you is the return of all.' When they did that, Allah abrogated this ayah, and Allah, the Great, revealed, 'Allah burdens not a person beyond his scope. He gets reward for that good which he has earned, and he is punished for that evil which he has earned.'" The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Yes, our Rabb, lay not on us a burden like that which you did lay on those before us, Jews and Christians." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Yes, our Rabb, put not on us on a burden greater than we have strength to bear." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Yes, pardon us and grant us forgiveness. Have mercy on us. You are our Mawla, patron, supporter, and protector, and give us victory over the disbelieving people." He, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Yes, Muslim." Commentary. We learn from this hadith that initially every person was answerable for thoughts and doubts, even those which crossed his mind, something on which nobody had any control. The companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, were naturally disturbed on this situation. But when they heard and obeyed the orders of the Prophet, peace be upon him, then Almighty Allah revoked this order with the elaboration that He does not put anyone to trouble beyond his capacity. It is therefore essential for every Muslim to obey all the injunctions of Allah, because none of it is such that he is unable to carry out.